What's a good intro for a podcast like this?
At this probably point, music.
We're like we're not eight episodes in. We're like five or six, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah.
Maybe music. Didn't music we say we were going to get music at some point?
Pretend this little happy Halloween bop played us in. Ooh,
imagine like our regular music that doesn't exist, but with like a just October Halloween spin to
audio
it.
Audio of children's screams on top of just the normal song.
That may be a bit much. I don't know if we want to go for the full.
Well, we're just spitballing ideas here, thing. And no ideas are bad. None of them.
There's definitely been some bad ideas in the creation of this podcast.
Jackson, you know what we're talking about today. We're talking about...
What are we talking about?
I can't remember what it's called.
Huluween Film Fest.
That's what it was. Yeah. Huluween is Hulu's Halloween content. Big shock. And for the second year now, they've had this little film fest where they have different people submit. I wonder if they're getting like 50 of these and they're picking the best, or if it's like they're telling people, hey, you've been hired to make one of these. I don't actually know.
Me neither.
But there's like eight little 5 to 7 minute short films.
That we watched these last year.
We did.
And
around the time that we were spitballing ideas for this podcast.
A little bit of it was cause of this podcast.
And we were
podcast.
About to watch Evil Dead, which we're still going to watch.
Yes, we will watch that at some point.
And we'll be talked about in a future episode. Which, is this the next to last episode of Spooktober?
I think there's two more weekends in October. Okay. Is there? No, there's just one.
All right.
But
maybe we'll make next week
there's
like a
two
mega
more
episode.
Weeks, but like there's only one more Friday, Saturday. So we'll see how it goes. But we could just extend Spooktober for forever. We could just make this a horror movie podcast. Probably shouldn't do that.
No, Spooktober is definitely going to be special each year. I want to look forward to it. And I want it to be not necessarily our best content, but I want it to be like, yay, October's here. It's time for them to talk about spoops.
Spoops. Speaking of spoops, is that a good segue to start?
But go ahead.
Okay. The first one of this, I'll probably call them episodes at some point because they kind of just fit into my head as episodes. They're technically,
even though it's like an anthology.
Yeah,
thing.
They're technically short films, but they are very short, like 5 minutes at the shortest, 7 minutes at the longest.
It's like a YouTube short film, not like a film festival.
Yeah,
short film.
Like it's barely a film. But
imagine
I mean,
a college student film, but with the budget of an actual thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was called The Dunes.
This one was forgettable.
This one was very forgettable.
It was just kind of...
Weird one to start with. I don't know why they would make this the first one.
It was a ghost on a beach with a necklace to fend off the ghost, and...
They lost the necklace.
Yep, and the ghost did its thing, and that was it. That was it.
It was... You wrote... You said your hopes were not high after this, and all I had to say about it was eh.
It was very eh. Mm-hmm. It was the most eh of any of them.
Yeah,
actually,
definitely.
At least the ones that were worse had stuff worth talking about. Mm-hmm. So what do we give it score-wise?
You gave it a 4.5 and I gave it a 4.
So that's an 8.5 out of 20. So slightly below average to start off. What's our second one, Jackson, as you're leaning away from the list? I'll take a quick peek at it, leaning over here. The next one was Flagged.
This was one of our favorites.
Yes, I'm remembering it now as the one that was... It utilized camera technology. She's working for a social media company and her job is to
flag the
inappropriate content.
Exactly.
So she has to sit in an office all day and look at all the things that somebody saw and said, you know what, maybe that ain't good.
Yeah, basically just watching videos of horrible things all day. Like they don't actually show anything until the end. It's implied, but it's meant to be like, this is not a fun job that she has.
You know what I thought about while we were watching this one?
What?
This is such a out-of-college job for a communications person. And I was like, "Is this? What if I got offered something like this? Would I do it? Would you do it? Would you take that job?"
Depends on the pay, I suppose. But I don't know if I want to watch videos of murderers and weirdos like she did in this movie.
Isn't that kind of what we're doing all month?
Well... It's a
but
little,
it's not in real life.
It's not real,
it's
exactly.
It's fictional, which makes it okay.
Sure. I guess. But this one was really good. This one was really good. I think, one, it showed more than anything. Like,
did
it was the most graphic.
In
it was
the
most
graphic time.
Showing like that for this very short kind of medium is what is going to work, right? I don't think you can work on that slow build, kind of subtle horror that you can with a full-length movie. But for just 5 minutes to just go at it and really pop off is really what works, for me at least, on this one.
Since we've kept it vague on that one as to what exactly happened, like who our main character was, how it ended for her, what our like creature looked like, let's keep them vague since they're really short and anybody who hears this could watch the whole thing in 20 minutes at some point.
Yeah.
Let's leave it a... This is definitely a spoiler podcast, but let's leave this watchable.
Okay, sure. Also, when we describe these, we pretty much can describe the entire thing in a single sentence. Because they are just 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
you really
it's
can.
Not like we're even leaving out that much. But yeah, we can make this.
So this is in our contention for our highest score. What do we give it?
We both gave it nines.
So that's an 18 out of 20.
That's pretty good.
Jackson is writing down the overall scores.
Just so I have them there in the case we...
Off air for because awesome content.
I can't add 9 + 9 in my head like that. It's just too much work.
Is it really?
No, I'm joking.
I honestly couldn't tell because we took a math class together.
Okay, yeah, that's
and,
fair point.
There were moments that I said similar things in which I was not joking.
Yeah, that was a rough semester. But it's over now. Moving on. The next one was called Hidden Mother. So this one started out...
I really wanted to like this one.
This one started out really potentially good.
Creepy imagery, a really good shot of playing with sort of old-timey picture fear that people
could
have.
A good concept. Let's explain it real quick. There's a grieving single mother or widow, and her sister gives her this old-timey kind of photo with a baby in it.
Really not sure why?
Yeah.
I guess because she was having a child of her own. Or well, she had a child of her own. And but it wasn't like it was her child. The picture was just of a random child.
Random kid. And the sister explained it by saying that to get babies to sit still in old pictures, they would dress the mother in like all black so that she would blend in with the background and then hold her baby from behind. And they would kind of like crop her out with the frame of the photo. Mm-hmm. And so like... She pulled the photo out of the frame, and there's like this
black figure. You can see the hands of the mom and then the outline of the figure. And I saw that, and I was like, this could get really creepy.
Really cool imagery. And if that was a real thing, I'm assuming that's real. Like, that makes sense. I don't know if...
It does make sense, but I doubt that the outline would be that
ominous.
Yeah. I said obvious, and you said ominous. Ominous. Like, it didn't get good. It didn't get scary.
No, it kind of fell flat.
Jump scare was cliche. And it was,
but that one was worth a watch, I guess.
Sure. What was our
Especially
score?
Since it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You gave it a 6. I gave it a 5.
11. So solid. Just solid. Fine. Average.
Mm-hmm. The next one. Ride.
I'm trying to recall this one.
Oh, this one was wild, dude. This is the one that me and you just constantly kept sitting on the couch together, constantly just looking back at each other going, what is happening? Why? What?
Oh, this is the bike one.
There is no exercise bike one for this.
This was
but it
just
was so good.
Literally, the only thing we're going to say about this, and the only way that I can describe it, is that it's absolute insanity. There's nothing of a plot. It's really not even horror. It's just whack.
It's just weird.
It's just whack. If you do nothing else, you don't have to watch any of these. Just watch this one, and maybe one other one we're going to talk about.
Maybe one other, yeah.
But yeah, dude, this I loved it though.
Yeah, no,
I think
this was
my
good.
One comment is I'll just say this: it's about a group, and I said I would join this group. I would get in on that. I'd be about it.
If you watch this and you know what Daniel looks like, imagine Daniel in this group.
Just
that image alone is worth it.
Thank you, Jackson. I'm really glad that everyone has that image painted for them now, because they don't know what we're talking about yet. This could be terrible, but it's not. It's not gross or anything.
Well, it's not gross. I'm not saying he's like
just stupidly what.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving on to the next one.
Well, I'm real quick on that one.
Oh, go ahead.
Like I said before, subtlety is not what's going to work for 5 minutes. I really feel like to really make something good and just...
You got to get after the viewer immediately.
Yeah, just that short amount of time, you really got to hit them with something wild. And this did.
This was
certainly
nonstop adrenaline.
That's a 7.5 from you and an 8 from me.
My math skills just faltered a tad bit. That's a 15.5. We had to think on that one just for a second. 7 plus 8 equals 15 always got me, man.
I mean, 7s and 8s are weird.
7s and 8s are weird.
7 times 8, that's a tough one. Dude, in third grade, 7 times 8 was horrible. Like, I knew... Look,
I've just been playing around with it on my calculator, and so 7 times 8 is 56. I can confirm.
But, like I could do 7 times 6 because I already knew 6 times 7, right? But then it came to, like, 7 times 8, and I didn't know that because I didn't know 8 times 7. And I was like, well, dang, I can figure out just about everything else on this table, but I don't know 7 times 8 or 8 times 7. Dude, it was a nightmare. I breezed through like 1 through 6 like that. And then I got stuck in my 7s and 8s.
I can feel your pain. I can feel your grade school pain. Sure, sure.
It's horrible, dude.
Dude.
This is the most horrific thing on this podcast.
It's
bringing up
definitely
these horrible
the most
memories.
Horrific rabbit trail that we've gone on. Dude, super cool segue time. Super cool segue time. Let's jump into the next one.
That was good.
That was a good segue. That was good. As in there was none. There was not a segue at all.
you just said, let's go. Let's move. Let's move on. The next one was the Ripper.
I wrote down that this was a vine that got expanded into a...
Yeah, this was like a YouTube video.
This was the one that was too long as opposed to too short.
Yeah.
It had a nice little gag, and then it just kept pulling it out. It was weird. And yeah, we had some dislodged body parts.
Yeah, this one is a couple of band members arguing about the future of their band, and I guess we'll leave it at that. But needless to say, there is a...
Dude, poor drummer. Horror. That's what I kept thinking about in this. He gets the bad end of the stick. You'll have to maybe
watch this one. This one's worth a watch. You gave it a 3, I gave it a 6.
Yeah, I just hated it.
This one was...
It's not our worst one, though.
This one was like the other in that me and you both went, what? What is happening? We only did it once, though.
It didn't keep
it only
up.
Had that one
carry
time
through.
Down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 20. See how quick I did that math?
No. Next up?
Swiped to Death.
Oh, this is the one where we were like, this would make an interesting concept for a larger piece of content.
Yeah, this one could have been extended.
Like a longer piece of material as like shows like a short film. I hope this is the one that makes it in, even though I'm like babbling, because this is like the third time we've tried to talk.
For some reason we hit a snag on this one.
Dude,
and
we hit a straight up wall, and we've been talking about Swiped to Death for a whole hour.
We've probably been talking about it longer than the actual movie.
We're like 4
That's
minutes.
About the length of it. It was like 6 or 7.
Okay,
like,
so let me just sum it up one sentence. We had a Tinder greeting. Greeting matchup.
We watched it. We did not match on Tinder,
Jackson.
You're making it sound weird. We gotta start over again.
No, this is the one. This is the one that's
okay,
going
this
in.
Is the one. Whether it's good or bad, we're leaving it
no,
in.
No, I promise. This is the one. And our two characters in this show meet on Tinder. Turns out they might have some fun hobbies that deal with violence. And yeah.
Yeah. Interesting concept. A little maybe a little cliche, but
sure.
None of these aren't cliche. I mean, they're kind of working off of the established...
Dude, that ride one was the opposite of cliche.
That's a fair point. There were that one was out there.
So let's just move on from the train wreck that was talking about that one. Well, what was our score?
You gave it a 5, I gave it a 7.5.
Okay, so that's 12.5. So that's pretty okay, pretty good. Moving on to the next one.
I gave this one a thumbs up. I drew a little thumbs up on
this.
Our
is our last sheet. One or next to last?
That was that one. Swipe to Death. I gave it a thumbs up.
Oh yeah, you were
you
on
made
boards.
A, you made a bad pun.
On boards? You were on board. Singular. Dude, this one's been kind of rough today. We're trying to get back in this groove.
We were just breezing through these easy peasy, and you. No, I don't want to blame you.
We're gonna put this on me.
Sorry, I didn't.
My
mean
mind
to blame
is elsewhere right now.
You're the one that was like, singular.
That was a good moment. That was a good little. We've talked about acknowledging our mistakes, Jackson.
That's true. I just don't make any, so I don't.
Man, I really hope the audio is better on this one.
I think it will be.
Can we address that in with our voices about how...
About last episode.
Again, sorry that the last episode we sounded horrid, like machinery.
That's our bad.
as I said, machinery, I just bumped the mic with my mouth. So I guarantee you it's going to sound like that again.
What we're saying is we are absolute professionals.
Yeah. Right. That's it. That's it. The one.
That's pretty much it. Wait, there's one more. Undo. This is the time travel one.
This one was cool for a second.
Yeah.
Had some weird, like, unnatural movements of our creature of sorts.
Yeah, kind of eerie visuals.
I won't tell you who the, like, antagonist is, because that's sort of the whole gist of this one.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But this one's worth a watch.
It's got time travel. It's got scares.
More kinda of a sci-fi than a horror.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, kind of a, I will say this, while I do think I overall liked last year's version of this, this one definitely was more versatile. How do you pronounce that?
I think it's an either or kind of type deal.
Is it? Okay, good. I don't feel near as stupid now because I wasn't sure. Maybe is it a north-south thing? Because we love talking about north-south things.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I don't know. Versatile?
I've heard it both ways.
Versatile.
Anyway.
I think I would say versatile. Just
wide range of stuff going on these short films.
Yeah.
And what was the score for that one?
You gave that one a 7.5, and I gave that one a 5. So a reverse of the last episode or movie film thing, but total as a 12.5.
But for a short amount of time with a friend, this is a good little watch.
Fun little thing.
Yeah, if you've got Hulu, to do. Check it out.
What are we talking about next? Dead Silence?
Re-say your sentence where you said, it's a lot of good.
Yeah, I started that sentence and
had
nowhere
to go. Didn't know where to go with it.
So I was like, we'll just remove it completely.
You can just pick this up like a couple minutes before we started addressing our mistake once again.
Or I could just finish that sentence right now that I've had time to think about it.
I would prefer not. How would you finish the sentence? Go, you have 10 seconds right now.
Thing.
It's a good thing. Okay. That's awesome, Jackson. Dude, we've got 10 more minutes to hit up this Dead Silence movie.
We can get it in 10 minutes.
For sure. It's not a very deep movie.
So I introduced you to this movie this past week. I first watched this movie in a similar setting that we're kind of emulating for this month, in that it was just a group of friends watching scary movies because it's fun, which is a very simple thing, but a very, very interesting thing to do. And it introduced me to this movie. So this is an absolute
campy,
cheesy, great horror movie.
It's a fantastic experience. This is not something that you're going to watch and be like filled with super levels of dread. It's fun.
Yeah, it's
just fun. Like, it's goofy. It's fun. It's the first, or at least first major attempt at horror by James Wan, who has kind of become one of the big names in the genre now. He's had a couple of like big deal hits. The Conjuring, most notably, has escaped the genre of horror and is just a big budget franchise now, with spawning spinoffs of various levels of quality. But this is sort of where he got his like signature way of filming these movies as a start, and it's
recognizable. Like,
it's my favorite in terms of just good times that I've had with one of his movies.
It's so much fun. Plot-wise, it centers around this main character. I don't even remember his name even. I don't know. Jamie? Yeah, it was Jamie. And his wife gets killed under mysterious circumstances. I don't think that's a spoiler or anything. That happens pretty early on.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people get killed.
Yeah. That's kind of the premise of him going to his hometown and trying to solve this mystery of his wife's death.
There's some paranoia in the city over like a historical figure that had a dark significance.
Yeah, kind of this urban legend with
almost like
town.
A witchy kind of situation.
This ventriloquist lady that didn't have any kids of her own, but she made herself some kids. Yeah.
Which is technically what all moms do.
That's also true, but it wasn't like that.
No, not at all. We straight up have some puppets that honestly
they're creepy ventriloquist on me.
And this wasn't like a slasher movie where it was just all these puppets like running around rampant with swords and stuff. Very subtle things happen with the actual like toys themselves, like, you know, an eye moving, you know, just the kind of thing that gets you uncomfortable. And then the actual scares came with different styles of like campiness with, you know, your typical you know, ghost haunting type situations, your small town paranoia, like I was saying. Lots of cliches just kind of thrown together here.
This movie really just goes down the list of those unnerving horror movie tropes. So it's got ventriloquist dummies. It's got urban legends, like we've said. It's got the spooky ghost lady that haunts the town. It's got
dark abandoned building kind of setting.
Like theater building. It's got, you've got your creepy Undertaker character. You've got your... I thought you were going to say something.
I was trying for one time and one time only to not interrupt Jackson, but let him finish his thought, and it totally and that's when threw I him off.
To, sorry. I'm just used to you just...
No, that's my fault.
Speaking through me. No.
I'll speak after you finish your speak.
Okay, now I've lost my speak, so...
You were listing off the list of things.
Oh, yeah. I think I maybe finished the list. That really threw me off, Daniel.
I was going to add that this movie also had like a race against time kind of aspect as well.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
There was definitely, like I said, this is again contributing to the fact that this movie compared to a lot of these kind of movies you would watch, it's fun. There was a sense of adventure in it. Would you say some of the moments that were easy to laugh at, would you say those were intentional some of the time? I think I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to agree with that. Whether they were meant to get a laugh from you or not.
Because this film embraced its campiness.
Yeah, it kind of did. I don't know how you could make this movie and not be aware of how goofy it's going to come across. But nevertheless, hopefully the creators of it realized that they could have, like they did, still make a fun, slightly scary, goofy movie. And it'd still be good and it'd still be enjoyable and fun to watch. It's also got just enough of a twist at the end to really, really...
A good twist.
Sell me on the whole thing.
Yeah. One that, and I remember, and you knew this, you had already seen the movie, but you could tell that I was on the right track, but I didn't get there, which is, I think, the perfect balance you want to hit. I was asking the right questions, but I didn't come up with the exact resolution that the movie
had. I think another thing that it does really well is that there's this one kind of overarching question throughout it that the main character, Jamie, is trying to solve. And it's like, why his wife? Why did she die? And it answers that, and you think, oh, that's the big moment. That's the huge reveal. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, dang. The movie's not over there, though. And there's a final kind of twist, kind of answer. And it really, really knocks you off your feet.
It makes me anxious to want to like rewatch the movie and try to find a flaw in it, in which the twist that they reveal doesn't work, given with what they did. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh, speaking as someone who has seen it twice now, on the second viewing, remembering the twist and weighing it against what I know already, it still works.
So it does.
Yeah. And once you know it, you're like looking for it. And you see it, and it's like
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty well done. I'd definitely give this one another viewing or a first viewing if we haven't seen it.
I will say there was a part of me while we were watching this movie, and I was having a good time. And it was fun, but not as a good time as we've had with past like stuff we've watched together. Purely because since I knew that you had already seen this in a friend group setting. To the point to where there were inside jokes making fun of the like how the subtitles like referred to the name of the movie from time to time, which was funny and still funny when we watched it. But because it was you having that as like a secondhand experience, I felt like I was in a movie theater and the only people in the movie theater were you and your friends on the back row having a good time. And then I'm just like in the center of the theater sitting by myself, lonely, just like hearing y'all having a good time. And I'm just sitting there like hearing y'all laugh and kind of being like, yeah. That's good. But that was also just kind of like...
Just the setting of what we watched.
Yeah, which was... So I'm watching this movie like irritated, but having a good time at the same
irritated
time.
Irritated that I have other friends, Daniel.
Yeah, I've told him multiple times that he's not allowed to have that. But for the ones that he had before he met me, I'll make an exception. Which I think is fair.
I don't think I have any... No, I guess I do. I was going to say, I don't know if I have any friends...
Jackson has no friends. You heard it here first.
I don't think I have any friends that I didn't have before I met you that you also don't have as a friend. did that make any sense at all?
I think it did. I think it did. But I mean,
I worked really hard.
We are on a college campus, like
to get it out.
The level of acquaintances just sprawled over the place. Yet this campus still feels very small sometimes. But that's a whole other conversation that normally I'd want to rabbit trail into, but we won't today.
We'll wrap it up with this. Dead Silence. It's got Ryan Quanten. Don't know who that is.
That's a cool last name.
It's
Quanten.
It's got a K.
Wait, it's not Q-U?
No, it starts with a K-W.
I mean, that's how you would look at it and say it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait a second.
Donnie Wahlberg's the only name that I recognized in this movie.
K-W? Dude, why is... If K-W goes qua, why is Q-U even a thing? Like, when the English language, when this was all sorted out.
When all those Englishmen sat down and said, hey, let's start English.
Dude, why can't the name language? Quentin just be K-W-E-N-T-O-N?
There's no reason it can't.
I know. It's dumb. Q-U is stupid. Why would you even make a letter that requires a second letter to exist? That's so dumb. But I mean, that wasn't our jobs. We didn't come up with it. And if we had come up with the alphabet, it'd be way worse. Would you create an impeccable alphabet, Jackson?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, I just knowing me and how great of a person I can't
sell it, man. That's tragic.
Is that all we got?
Let's preview the next episode real quick and what we might talk about in the future. We are going to watch Evil Dead, the oldie, the classic, maybe even hit up the sequel after because we do have access to both.
And maybe if we end up hitting up the sequel, we got to finish with the third one, Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Which is a completely different tone than the rest.
And
but
if those two movies do win me over, then I'll cough up the money to rent the third one.
Okay.
That'll be the stakes for that situation.
Sounds fun.
There is another Netflix original movie that I want to hit up, and one another that we've watched is In the Tall Grass, which we were planning to talk about on this episode but forgot to.
Wait, did we mention it at all?
I don't think we've talked about that movie at all, which is funny because we argued about it relentlessly. Maybe it was mentioned in the last episode that we put up.
So I just remembered something. It's been 2 weeks since we recorded our last episode.
Because we had fall break.
We didn't start this episode with saying we're coming back from a break.
Which is like a podcast dream of mine, and I was excited
to do. You
missed
it, Daniel. You can say it right now.
We're saying welcome back to the podcast after our break in the outro, which is just as
I can maybe try to figure out how to like cut it out and put it at the beginning.
Dude, please don't. That's just going to... No.
Just... I don't even know if I know how to do that. I'm not that great at editing.
Either way, we'll talk about whatever we watch in the coming days, and hopefully as we get closer and closer to Halloween, we'll be able to talk about just our experiences with the holiday outside of watching movies. Jackson will get to have, you know, fun stories of friends in his hometown, and
yes,
I'll be here probably twiddling my thumbs watching a movie on Halloween, maybe with friends or maybe not. So we'll reconvene.
There's also Costume Coffee House on campus.
And you are going to be here for that.
I will be here
for
that.
And we've been in discussions about, you know, doing a group costume, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I will say, I went to Costume Coffee House last year, and...
Don't bash it. This is a union-sanctioned
podcast. That thought just creeped into my head, but then I decided, no, it's okay to bash something, but I'm not going to bash it.
I'm not going
to
bash it.
I was going to say I didn't have a great time, but that's just because I went with Jonathan. And
Jonathan is just terrible. You can't have a good time with him.
Okay, let me finish my thought. I love Jonathan to death. He's a great person to go to something like that with. But when he does anything costumed, he always does a hide your face costume, and it's usually a Deadpool skin tight onesie, which is
fun. We're giving away a secret
which
identity
is real
right
fun.
Now.
There was no secret to it. Everyone knows that's Jonathan and loves him for it. But once he becomes that character, he's just off doing his own thing. Here's the thing. One of the cool things that they did last year that I hope they do this year and we'll have to do is you could take part as a team of like four or five in like a clue hunt kind of thing throughout the bowl.
That sounds fun.
Dude, it looked awesome. And I was upset that I didn't take part. And so maybe we'll get to tell you a story about how we solved some fun party game. That'll be nice. Also, we'll tell you how our whole, you know, costume process went.
We may also have... As we mentioned earlier, Jonathan, we may actually have him on the podcast. I don't know if that'll still happen this month, but we did plan on having him, and things didn't work out for this week.
He's out of town.
Yeah, but we may still have him on. If we're not talking about the subject that we hoped to...
Well, we can go ahead and say, if you're wondering why we haven't given our opinions on the Joker film yet, that's in the plans. It just may come late.
Yeah.
We just might get around to it later. But that's certainly something that we want to give our thoughts on. Obviously, this is a Cardinal and Cream sponsored
podcast.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a more like broad word to like encapsulate all of the kind of content that Cardinal and Cream does, but it's a podcast. It's a Cardinal and Cream sponsored podcast. But on the website, we are having a piece about the Joker specifically going up Tuesday. And one of my fellow editors will be writing that. Nathan Chester, the features editor, will be honing that, and he's awesome.
I don't know why I just mouthed the word "who's that."
Jackson's been asking me questions.
I could have just said it out loud.
And so I'm trying to like.
That's kind of how a podcast works. You say things out loud.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of forget that sometimes.
Nathan is definitely a name that we'll need to bring on at some point as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too. If you're also wondering why there haven't been more guests, we're getting to that. But I think we've decided we're never going to do two guest episodes in a row.
Yeah.
And that's a model that we'll keep for now, because this is hopefully an overall weekly podcast. And as far as just like our overall plans with podcasting within Cardinal and Cream, fun news is going to get revealed soon.
How intriguing. Let's end it on that. Let's end it on that note.
I've always wanted to do that too on a podcast, be like, wow, big news is coming. So the three people that listen to this can be like, yeet.
Wow, yay.
I also told myself I'd never say yeet on a podcast.
Well, I'll edit it out for you if you want me to.
Nah, leave her in there. And let's let that be a wrap.
All righty.